wants to come to garage.
You're playing with your garage, aren't you?
And you say he wants to clean up. I'll do this. You do this, you do that, you do that. Yeah.
Okay.
You know the car. I know what you're doing.
What am I doing?
Listening.
I'm listening, yes. Have you seen the tape? Have you seen the tape?
Mm-hmm.
Don't start messing about just because you've seen it.
Right.
Right. So if a car's in the lift, does that mean that it's going up to the car park?
Or that car park.
Right, to which one of the car parks, okay?
I'll go to the top!
And I thought it was going on the left.
It is!
Oh, right. Okay, then why the lift up?
I think I'll go on the right.
That's it.
That's it, you need to go up, huh? You need to...
Lift off.
Fluffed off.
Fluffed off? What's fluffed off?
Your buff. Buffy! Fluffy. Buff, buffy. No! This is a baddie car.
A baddie car, why?
It shoots all the batteries down.
Isn't it? Oh no, Thomas. No, will you play nice when you're not playing with
it? It is a bloody
No, don't break the toys like that.
I'll kick you.
Kick you, but I'm just telling you.
Ow, my leg!
Thomas, stop being such a wimp. I didn't even do anything to you.
You did.
No, I just said stop doing that. You don't play with baby toys. That's
it. Why did you give me leg?
Look, you know, if you're very rough with your toys, you're not going to have anything left to play with.
I know a bit, but I'll just thank you.
I wouldn't really like to stop you, do you? I didn't smack you.
It's been hurting, though.
Well, I don't think so, Thomas.
Because it's lovely, son.
Well, that's absolutely fine as long as you play with something.
That's
okay. Right, have you got a tissue?
No, because I don't want one.
Well, I think you need one. You've got tears streaming down your face.
I don't want one.
Okay.
I only drawing up there when I want to know what song you're not.
What's he moaning about?
You.
Oh dear. Have I upset you?
Yes. Feelings.
I've hurt your feelings. Well, you upset me when you were very rough with that garage.
And you already upset me when you kicked me.
Thomas, I did not kick you. Through the flowers, look.
Not now. She didn't then.
No, she's scratching her neck, I think.
My flowers don't call you, didn't
they? Pardon?
That was a pocket of roof. And now I went to. So I'm the lift make. Could I work the lift?
Okay, well, you take the car up to the top then, using the lift. Do you know those cars that are in the plastic bucket?
Yeah.
Well, the very bright coloured white plastic ones are ones that go through the car wash. There's a green truck there. Can you see it by the binoculars?
Yeah.
Well, if they go to the car wash and you turn the handle, they go through on their own.
Yes, they do. I know that. Can you believe it? Can you see? They go through.
I can't really see from there. Just turn it around. Oh, brilliant, yes. Oh, very good. Isn't it good? Right, Thomas, get a tissue. Don't wipe on the glass, please.
Why?
And stop sniffing.
Oh, I got a cold.
Well, it's not a bad cold. You just do a little snuffle, haven't you? Thomas. Yeah.
You will be what to know.
What do you think that van carries?
I'm not telling you.
You're not telling me?
From a bear. And it carries your favourite food at the fair.
It carries my favourite food at the fair, doesn't it?
Yep.
Well, I think it looks like a fairground wagon or perhaps a van that takes disco equipment around. It's got flashing lights on the top, hasn't it?
Yes, if it's rushing to a fair.
Rushing to a fair. I was going to say it's not an emergency vehicle. Lights, they're orange, aren't they?
Yeah.
But the van is very brightly decorated with all sorts of swirls and squiggles.
Just as it fits ice cream.
Do you think it's an ice cream van?
No.
I'm going to have a look at it in a minute.
Can I tell you about it? Carries?
Yes.
Candy floss!
Candy floss, all right. I think it's certainly something to do with entertainment.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Could be a party. It's got a helicopter sign on it.
Let's have a look at that, please. Oh, guess what? It says a matchbox ambulance on the back. But it's not an ambulance, is it? At least if it's an ambulance, it's a very strange ambulance. Perhaps that's the... actually, thinking about it, Thomas, it does have a hearse for hospital, look.
Yeah.
Perhaps it's not a normal ambulance. Maybe this is the shape of the cars that they paint white. And maybe they just decided to use the same shape to do something else. Or do you think it's a special sort of ambulance for taking... Oh, did you hear that?
Just pretend it says... Ambulance.
Ambulance?
Ambulance.
I think it might be some sort of special...
Should we pretend it was a candy floss van?
Yes, it could be an ambulance for taking candy floss to the fair, couldn't it? No. When people are really dying to have some candy floss, the emergency vehicle comes along.
I just pretend I did carry I only carry Kurt Andy Floss.
What sort of sound do you think the sirens would be? On the candy floss van. Oh, she's here again.
And what it would sound like. Candy floss, floss, candy floss.
You think it could play a little tune like the ice cream man?
Yes.
Candy floss.
What? When I sing my little dress, what is my tune?
Yes.
When I get down.
Yes.
But I did a quicker one.
Same
song,
our ice cream man plays Teddy Bear's Picnic, so perhaps this sings. If you go down to the fair today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down to the fair today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the Candy Floss Ambulance comes.
Is that pretending it's not ambulance? Come down to the ambulance today, you'll see the strange ambulance. They'll be where the night will say, candy floss today. It's a good day every day, it's a good day every day. It's a good day and the candy floss day. Go listen
to it. Just be careful banging metal cars on the wooden floor, don't you, because it really sounds awful. Right, could you do me a little favour, please, Tom Henry? No. Purdy Wordy needs letting in. Could you open the door, please?
K-pop.
Whoa! Gently, please. Don't bump her when you're opening it.
Yeah. Therefore, big cats are coming.
Thanks, Thomas.
Oh, but they stop, so sorry.
Just let her sit. Oh, no, sweet. Just let her through so she can get some food. That's a good girl.
Where's my van? I don't really drive this van.
Thomas, what's that doing on there? Look, does this bit fit on the bottom anywhere? Where's this one?
Here.
It is fine.
No, we need another bit.
Where's the other bit then?
It's a straight red piece.
A straight red piece.
It needs to go over here. You can't fit on this side because it needs little
red piece.
I can see it behind there. I'll mend it for you.
Oops. I don't think it's interesting, but it would make this more interesting to play with, wouldn't it?
It does.
Oops.
It's very hard to do.
Is it very hard? Good boy. That's lovely, isn't it? It's a nice garage, actually, isn't it?
Where's my road? I don't usually drive this house. There's Kelly Floss van. Oh, no, no, no.
Who usually answers it drives it?
Me, I don't usually drive this.
Don't you?
I usually drive this one.
Oh, you like that blue tanker. Oh, is that where the... Oh, no, but you know, you found that little piece and that was not from there, is it? I think, do you remember the green mini that Grandad bought you with a white roof?
Yeah.
That's actually been broke quite a long time, but we've still got it. We must have another
one. Well, look!
Oh, yes, you can get two around this time. Wonderful. Can we next go to John Lewis? We'll see if they've got any minis left. Because I think that light might be from the mini, actually, because that had little headlights, didn't it?
Boom! That goes all the way to up here. It goes all the way here.
Goodness me, so you can actually fill cars up with petrol right at the top. That's good, isn't it? You what? I'll come up in the lift and you can fill me up with petrol. No, I'm driving.
You're
driving. This, it doesn't say what it is. I wanted one of those matchbox toys so I can see what it looked like.
That.
Tell you what, let's.
That.
No, we know what that says. That says ambulance. Why don't we just move this a bit? We'll put the ramp onto this matchbox and then the cars don't sound quite so tuned when they hit the floor. Because it's not the nicest thing to all the clanking that's going on, is it?
Not nice to hear the building work. No. The building is. This is the noisy building thing. Clank, clank, bang, clatter, bang. Bring candy floss and then if you want some friends, you'll be in for a candy floss tree. You looking for your car?
I think one of the microphones might have been up. I checked it.
This car?
Let me have a look, please. That's good. Matchbox. Oh, it doesn't say what it is.
Matchbox.
Oh, it's Purdy again.
It's got the same siren.
It does, hasn't it? Yeah, I don't want to taste them.
Well.
Right, that's put. Come on, Purdy, you can come out.
Nothing would call a good chap. Birdie's a good girl.
We're actually playing.
You'll work with me, don't you?
Yes, we're playing in the conservatory because the washing machine's on through there. Right, I'm just checking because I don't think one of the microphones was on before.
Anyway.
Right, shall we move that over the way? Out of the way, Thomas, so we can put this mat down. So that when the cars come down the ramp, they can come straight onto this.
Yeah, because it hit right there. Uh-huh. It's right there.
Well, shall I just move it on?
I'll show you what it's like as well.
Oh, yes, it's very, very right.
Can I get you that, please?
It's very right. So, can you move the garage, please? Oh, no. Pick those pieces of pottery.
Woo.
I think we'd do better if Curly moved out of the way. Come on, boss.
But it would go beyond there.
It doesn't matter. Curly's just jumped right over the shark. Did you see her?
No, did she go? Whee!
She did. She looked like a horse doing hurdles or whatever they're called, jumping over the fences. Thomas, quiet, please. Well done, that's better, isn't it, Lila?
Yeah, go woo!
Let's try the blue tanker, shall we?
Yeah.
Where does it go, down that way?
Yeah, no, down here.
Alright. But it still sounds a bit clutchy when it's going down the plastic, but it's a bit better when it lands on the wood. Have I noticed something, Matt?
Running down my nose.
Oh, tell me. Dirty boy. Right, don't you dare, like a better tissue.
Quickly, because it's running on my nose. Go on, jump, jump.
Right, pop that in your pocket, please. Well, no, actually don't, because it's not a clean one, but use it for now. Okay, how's that?
Yeah.
Better. Is that a book? Sign on book. Right. Okay. So where does this one go if it's going here? Oh, I see. So really we need to move the whole garage along. That's it. So that... Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe wants to sit on my knee now. Come on, sweetheart. Oh, look. She scratches herself. It's on the floor that's coming out of Thomas. Messy paws. I've got a new cat with the amount of fur that you're losing at the moment.
There you go.
And it wasn't a boo boop, it was a boop. Oh, that might have been. Diddly-dum, diddly-dum.
Yeah, don't tell me, it must be the rattly train.
It must be the rattly train.
The rattly train goes boop, 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 boop.
Does it?
You're too old to know.
I'm too well.
You never know when it's my birthday.
Certainly do. 3rd of April. Your birthday?
Is it nearly 3rd of April?
No.
Is it at Christmas?
No, it's at Easter. Well, Easter time. Not Christmas time, Easter time. The garage looks bigger than usual, Thomas. I don't know why.
Wait, because you sold it up to there and it was up there.
Do you think it's because usually we don't bother putting the extension bits on it?
Yeah.
When you got it, I was a little bit worried that it would get broken. Not by you, but you know when you have your friends round?
Yeah.
Remember Ben came round one day when it was new? Mm. Because if anybody treads on that red ramp or presses down on it, it'll snap. It's a really nice garage, it's good quality, but...
Where's
your
crack there?
Oh, no, that's the proper crack. That's meant to be there. That's where you slot the bits together. But, you know, this hard plastic?
Look at it.
Well, if somebody treads on it or something, it doesn't really stand up to it very well. But it's a lovely garage. It can be washed. I actually gave it a bath last time. Do you remember? Put it in the bath upstairs and gave it a good wash. Because the problem is, if you've got your toys under the stairs, they get very dusty.
Mum?
Yes,
can
I
play?
I know I'm playing
with you now.
Yeah, put a cat. Well, that's because a pussycat's just jumped on my knee.
Can you work these things?
Yes, let me just put Purdy in the chair and I can play with you a bit more. Come on, Purdy, I'm sorry, but you enjoy watching us play with the garage. A special ambulance could be an ambulance to take Bert to the vets.
You say, vet me, nani, nina. All birdies, get Purdy in the van, nina, nina. Get them in the van, nina, nina. Get Purdy in the van.
Do you remember when we were on the motorway one day? Going to Wales, or coming back from Wales? And we saw that horse ambulance.
No.
Do you not remember that? I think you were nearly asleep actually in the car, but it was an ambulance and it said horse ambulance. It was like a horse box, but it was sort of it looked like an ordinary ambulance. It was white and it had yellow and green stripes and Nina's on the top. And it said horse ambulance.
Go Nina, Nina.
I'd imagine it was in an emergency. I don't know where it was going to or coming from, but didn't tell it's Nina's phone when we saw it. It was just driving slowly. But you can get special ambulances to take pets to vets, because you see them advertised, animal ambulances. Pets to vets, it says.
There's
your
cat.
That's nice.
You want two trucks? You want two trucks?
Yes, please.
Okay, here comes your green one.
Very good. I feel the same, those. Exactly the same, just the colour that's different. I didn't realise we had two the same. Is the little hole there, Thomas, for petrol?
Yeah.
Right, well, in that case, then the green one is brumming along to
get
some petrol.
Yeah, because it could. I'll show you in a minute.
Let's just play with it on the mat, darling. Cut the noise down a bit.
Then I'm in on it. I bring you up from here downtown. So I work the lift downtown.
Yes, do you want to work the lift?
Yeah, and I'll give people petrol. I give people petrol and then I let them.
Attendant.
Yeah.
Right, well I'll drive it to you.
I'm the car park garage man.
Right, now, does it need petrol or is this one alright?
Right, I've just given it petrol.
You're just giving it petrol so I can park it to you. Right, we're parking
come
this.
Down!
Right, ground floor. Okay, what about this red one up here? Is that alright for petrol?
Yeah.
Right. What about this one?
No.
It needs petrol?
Yeah.
Right, well, I'll see if it has enough petrol just to drive.
Can you just park here?
I will, that's right.
That's the way I can push cars along.
Okay.
I'll push it away. Up I come.
I'm very sorry, we're in a different place, but you can still hear the washing machine buzzing, can't you?
What, that?
Yes, it's a washing machine spinning.
Down we come. Next floor. Next floor.
Yes, so could he get off there? He could get off at the next story, couldn't he?
Right, coming down again.
So the basement is underneath. Then you get the ground floor. Then you get the first floor. Then you get the second floor, or perhaps the top floor. Top floor, first floor, or middle floor. And ground floor, and then underneath the garage is the basement.
Good, you only got some petrol to drive it here.
Has he? Will he make it to the pump?
He's got there now. You know, no petrol. That's good. Huh? Not these are tied in the knots.
Not the petrol pumps.
Yeah.
The pump's tied in the knots. Let's have a little look.
I think I'm untying it.
Can you manage? Do you want me to have a look at it for you?
Yeah, mine's untied.
Just pull it out of it. Right, I imagine it has to be in a knot, otherwise we'd lose it. But, oh, there we are. Right, it says petrol station. Well, it just says station, but it means petrol station. Right, there's one 4 euro super.
Is that the largest?
I would imagine so. And there's one for regular.
That means cash.
I think so. There you are.
I'm using regular.
The euro super.
Yeah, the euro. They call it the Eurostar.
You can call it the Eurostar if you like. The euro super. Super duper. Do you want me to put a little knot in it, Tom?
Yeah.
Do you like it like that, and then you can reach
super.
Super duper.
Eurostar.
How about being a euro superstar?
Eurostar. Mm-hmm. Is that it? Those lorries can fly.
Goodness me. Is that the Euro Super Petrol?
Oh, is it car? Who wants to be washed?
Well, let's see what we've got down here that needs washing. Red car, actually, that looks a bit grubby.
A bit grubby.
Dubby.
Oh, it can't fit through the washing.
Or is it too thin?
Oh no, it's not, look.
Does that go as well? Not very easily though, is it? No, I'll get something else to be washed. Let's find something a bit thicker. I'd imagine the taxi's too thick. Don't you? Okay, but do you think the tax is too thick altogether to be part of this game?
One's coming through.
Is it?
Right. Look at this other side. Look here. Right, look here.
Yes?
Look right here.
Oh, I'm watching.
Here you come.
Oh, goodness me. Yes, that's good. Well, I suppose the thing is, the thicker the better, because the foam's going to push it through, but if it's too thin, it won't reach the sides.
Well, it's even shinier.
Oh, it is. Well, that's wonderful. It's been cleaned, you see.
I'm going to look at it.
Right. Now, all these
yeah.
are waiting so that when the lift comes up, we can go down one at a time and be cleaned.
Okay.
I think it would be, we'll give them some petrol, shall we, first, and then clean them.
Petrol's better last.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right, okay. I just thought if you spilled any petrol down the side, we could wash it off, but...
Broom taxi, Mr. Gold.
Sorry?
Broom comes to taxi and he puts this brown ramp on.
Yes, do you want me to do the ramp? What do you want me to do, the washing or the ramp?
Yeah, that's good. It's out.
Is it out? Right. I'm winding the handle, aren't I?
Is it going round a little?
What would you like me to do?
Do the garbage pit. Yeah. Where? That bit.
Oh, right, okay.
This actually needs this.
Oh, I know that. You know what that is, don't you? That's service. This just puts it on. I'm sure there's a special name for this, but this little lift. Just raises a car high enough for
this one.
Oh, I wondered what it was. Is it Winnie the Pooh piano thing?
And this one looks a bit dusty.
It means the service engineer, the garage man, can go underneath and repair the car and have a look and see what the problem is. Oh, that's so small, it goes underneath the barrier. And don't forget, all these are waiting to go on the left for petrol and wash.
No, that's being cleaned and that doesn't need petrol.
Oh, the taxi's going. It's shunted the red car on its way as well. Isn't
that
it?
That didn't need petrol.
Right.
And that doesn't.
There's quite a queue now outside, isn't there?
Not another lorry.
No.
This one's going on top of the gear. Shunt.
Right. Now I think they might want to lock up again. don't have a stove for my mum.
I bump it. So we both bump it.
There's an almighty crash at the bottom, a big pile up there.
It's got X buried treasure.
Buried treasure? Where?
X.
Oh, I see. Oh,
X
yes.
Spots.
X marks the spot. Yes, we can just see in the plastic a little cross. It was holding something up, is it? What's directly underneath the cross, Thomas?
A little stick.
A little stick. So it's a pole, a column, holding up a barrier, is it?
Gonna be a big cross now.
Oh no, because you're just knocking the cards off the barrier.
There's a big tractor coming through.
I like that. Oh dear. That just tipped up on its side, didn't it? And fell off rather than rolled down.
There we go. Here comes the big racing car. Now it's turned on its dock there.
Do a lot of these cars fit in something like the Woolworth lorry, Tom? The Woolworth lorry. It's over by the door. What's that?
Little green car.
A funny little green car, is it?
There comes Postman Pat.
Yes, Postman Pat's
car. Well, it's ripped
then. Oh dear, she took the sticker off the back. Didn't you?
Is it a sticker?
It was.
What stick was it?
It said Postman Pat's van, but you pulled it off. So now it's just a red van, like anybody had anything else. Daddy brought that home from work once. It's got Postman Pat and Jesse before.
You want to see the big crash?
Yes. Right, so I've got to go now to get a tissue, Thomas.
Don't.
Oh, thank you. What about that red bus? Does that go down the garage? It's under Bertie's chair.
What red bus?
That red bus by Bertie's chair.
Here comes the Dottie's Thomas van. Because it has Tiff.
Tiff for Thomas. The Dottie Thomas van. Are you Dottie Thomas?
Here's the Dot Thomas. She's knocked at the lane. I love going fast every time.
You love going fast, yes.
Here comes the Nana Bilby in a nice little Bilby car.
Nana Bilby used to drive a little yellowy green mini like Mr. Bean. Have you seen Mr. Bean on television?
Yes.
That funny man.
Never.
He's a funny man and he drives a little yellowy greeny mini. And Nana Bilby used to drive one of those many years ago. And the colour it was called citrus green.
Here's number one racing car.
Yeah. And it was a little Mr. Bean mini. In fact, you will have seen, even if you haven't seen Mr. Bean on the television, Thomas, when we go to Daisy and Tom sometimes, you know, the toy shop, or when we go to the toy shop in Pocklington.
Well, this is going to up there.
Is it? You know the little toys that we like buying? Mm. Things like the TNT lorry and the Eddie Stobart lorry. And they do all sorts of little things like that. They actually do a little Mr. Bean mini. Oh. In exactly the same colour. So even if you haven't seen the television programme, you won't remember Nana's mini. And I've shown you the little car in the shop.
I'm coming a little... Do you think this will get off? Here we go.
What's that, a wax crayon?
Yeah. Gonna bash you. Oh, no, it's going higher! Every time
I get
a roll down.
Might do, but...
Look at this!
With a bit of help it needs, doesn't it?
A little bit of teeny hops. Oh, cool! I think this is an emergency taxi.
An emergency taxi?
Oh, it's not. It must be a gas tank, it's a gas sticker.
Has it? It's a gas sticker. It looks like a yellow taxi, but... Perhaps it could be gas men in emergencies, Thomas.
Can you see that?
Okay.
47.
I think it might be a racing car. I think they go faster stripes. Let's have a look.
Those must go faster than racing cars.
It's number 47, isn't it? A 4 and a 7.
It must go faster than ordinary racing cars, mustn't it?
Yes.
Here I come.
Oops, it's not the skip out of the way. I think you need some staff working at this place, Thomas.
These are trying to staff work.
It doesn't seem very organised to me.
Then the bulb is dead.
Oh dear, dear.
The knickers.
Is it green red?
It does need some bit. These ones are building trucks and vans. Putting barriers up. Scaffolding now. I'm building this place now.
Are you?
Yeah. Making everything Nana Bilby-ish.
Making everything Nana Bilby-ish, why?
She loves... Because this is her garage.
Oh, is it?
Because I'm her worker. And you're her cook.
Right. Do I make sandwiches to sell at the garage shop?
Yeah. Make so.
It's a big one, though.
Saw? Big saw.
Big saw?
It's chop, chop, chop.
What's it chopping?
Bits of paint.
Bits of paint? It's chopping up bits of paint. That's a bit odd. That's the normal piano, isn't it? I think your head must just be touching the keyboards. Right, so I'm just going to stop for a moment.
We need a big heady cat. Oh, no.
Oh, Paddy, she wants letting through again, isn't she?
She said to me she wanted to let him out.
Did she?
She wanted to let him out. Oh.
So you opened the door and she didn't want to go.
What a bad time she's been today.
She's not a bad time, but she's just a bit indecisive, a bit unsettled, isn't she? I don't think she can really make her mind up to us what she needs, what she wants, do you? You know, a bit restless. We all get days like that, don't we? You get days like that because there are times when you say, I'll play with my Lego, and then you get it out and you play for a few minutes and say, I could play with something else. You can watch telly, walk around the world.
You're like, Mum, oh, I don't like this.
Yes. So we're playing garages again. Yeah. What's happened to all the barriers that were on the garage?
I thought them off.
Right, what are you doing with them?
Making a new garage.
Are you? Looks like some juice has been spilled actually on the garage, doesn't it? Just by this bottom barrier down here. Splashed with something.
It's just a...
Don't, Thomas.
I'm nearly mended. Just need to put barriers.
Right, putting barriers on. Well, that's right, yes, I think you were building it before, weren't you? Doing some scaffolding.
Oh!
Oh, baby.
this is what she did when her granddad was here.
Did she?
Yeah.
She kept wandering around, not knowing whether she wanted to
come in. She went out, then when she just turned around, she said, you come in.
Oh, dear. What's it, Abby?
What's the tabby?
She let her through. That's why I shut the door, don't we? Because we've got to have it shut today. Right, don't put them in your mouth. Don't, be silly.
His hands are red.
What, puts them in your mouth? Gives your hands a red. Sure it does.
Oh, Birdie!
No, don't talk to
her. She just wants us to be cold, don't she?
Why?
Because she came with the nurse to open that door.
Well, I don't think she knows what she wants. I think she wants to sleep in the chair. And she's, look, I bet she comes on my knee in a minute. Yeah, she suddenly realised I'm sitting down.
Yeah.
But I think part of the thing is she wants to sleep, but then she thinks, oh, you're playing in here and you'll probably disturb her. But then there are other times I think she really likes the company. Come on, you keep coming. Here we go. Come on, come on, that's a good girl. She jumped up. Hello. She's got a watery eye, hasn't she? She's got a tear. I think she's sad. Thomas, don't you?
Because she can't have cat food.
Yes, she can, because there's a plate of cat food through there. I just don't think she knows what she wants to do, do you?
I know what she wants to do. Dig up all his toes!
She doesn't.
You're my toes, get it! Oi, oi, oi.
I don't know what you're saying. Pick that up, please, Tom.
Pick that up, me. Except me, not you, me.
Pick it up, please. Electrical things. No, they're not broken, it was just
dust.
No, it isn't. It's sometimes this one.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fine now, but sometimes the aerials get loose. And when it is, the orange light flickers on and off, it doesn't quite know what it wants to do. And we have problems.
Like birdie.
Well, yes, yeah, we've got a temperamental whatever it's called, receiver and a temperamental bird. And what else is temperamental?
Me.
Yes. You're probably me as well, Thomas.
I'm definitely Dad.
Definitely Daddy, yeah.
Bossy Daddy.
Is he bossy?
Shall we call him Bossy Dad?
No, you can, I'm not.
Why?
Well, no, because your daddy won't be very pleased, won't he? No, it's not nice. Do you know that barrier at the bottom, Thomas, underneath the wash? Oh, that's right, does it? Oh, it blocks, I see. If the motorcyclist moves, it blocks off that, does it? It blocks off the ramp.
And
then? And could it go the other way as well?
What other way?
Well, I'm just thinking, could it... Is there something that blocks off the bottom of the lift? Oh, I see. It's where the bottom of the lift comes down, isn't it? It looked like there should have been something there, but something like it's just the bottom of the lift, isn't it? Right, I wonder whether the barrier went over the other way and it blocks off the lift as well, but it doesn't, does it?
It
did.
It was just going there.
Yes. It's lovely. I like the colours as well.
Here comes a mending colour.
Is your favourite colour still blue?
Pardon?
Is your favourite colour still blue?
Blue and red.
Oh, well, you like red as well, do you? So you like the top floor of the garage, because that's blue. And you like the ramp and the lift. And the little service station place.
And that.
And the columns. And who is it? Purdy likes yellow, doesn't she? Purdy likes llama. So Purdy likes the first floor. And Daddy likes the ground floor, green.
We like the top floor.
But Daddy also likes the thing that works the lift. Look, the top of the lift is green. Well, it's green and yellow, so Purdy's got that, isn't it?
And I'm happy too.
Because the sticker's got blue on it.
Yeah. And I'm red!
Yes, there are, because the sign for the lift is red.
But usually, when I got it, stickers from there went.
Are they? Right. I think if you move the lift, you'll find there are still stickers, still labels showing up and down. Look, can you see the arrows? Oh, I see, it's worn away, this, hasn't it? Well, I washed it once, Thomas. I put it in the bath and gave it a good wash, because it was ever so dusty, and I found I couldn't. Because it was too big to wash in the sink, it was the easiest way to do it. And perhaps when the labels got wet. I don't think you're supposed to wash them really, are you?
No. Here comes a truck, a mending bag. We're not for the ramp. It's here so cold. The van might come down again, isn't it?
Yes.
Because it's that slippery, which makes the thing go down, doesn't it?
Yeah.
With even hands, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, easy come down, look. Easy.
It's not really easy. is, isn't it? It's good if that barrier is there, otherwise it would have bumped your knee all the way down, wouldn't it?
Flag run if you hurt the knee.
Well, what was that? We need to do that again, actually. I couldn't hear you because you were giggling at the sound of it. Rompers. I don't think it's called a rompers.
Yes.
Where are you going, Thomas?
I'm put that on.
No, leave it, please. Leave it on. Oh, still. No, you just bumped her in the face, Thomas.
Oh, sorry.
Well, just be careful. Come and say sorry, please.
Sorry.
Oh, she can't hear you from over there. Come and say sorry to her face.
Sorry!
No, come and look at her. No good shouting, she's deaf, she won't hear you. However loud you shout, just look at her face. Right, give her a little stroke, then she'll know it's you. She bumped her face, didn't you, on the wood? That's it.
And I protected you, didn't I?
No, you didn't protect her, you just bumped her head on the wooden chair.
Oh.
That's it, sorry. She knows now you're sorry, doesn't she? Can you see? Just look at this bit of fur top.
What a little kiss.
See, that's right. Look at the colour. It's black, and then sort of ginger, and then black. Gingery blonde, isn't it? There we are, all forgiven. Right, so are we going to get playing again with this? Motorcyclist, can you come into the garage? Oh gosh, I bet he falls off going down the ramp, Thomas. I think he'd be better just riding up and down in the lift.
It won't
off. Oh,
he's not holding on. Help! He's not holding on. Help!
I'm not surprised he's fallen off. It was some sort of stunt, that. You see sometimes people doing that, aren't you?
Hello?
Raising money for charity or breaking what records, world records. Motorcyclists driving off the top of buildings and trying to zoom over things. You're going to break some of these things. It's too noisy on the wooden floor as well.
Ancient
wooden floor. There's nothing wrong with the wooden floor, but it's...
Wrong with me!
There's nothing wrong with you, it's just at the moment we can do without sort of banging and clattering. That's what's wrong.
When you do this, I ride on the bed.
That's right.
And walk.
No, don't. Okay, so what number is on the bicycle?
One.
Number one. Right, what did you do, Thomas?
Yeah.
Oh, his legs just fit over the bike like that. You press him on. Then can you see how his hands look? Oh dear, he's falling off his bike. Do you remember the firemen you've got? Those little Playmobil firemen?
Yeah.
Have little hands that grip things, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, you look at the motorcyclist. He's got the same sort of gripping hands. Because once his legs are over, his hands grip hold of the handlebars on the motorbike. Now. He used to go... Mm-hmm. Isn't he?
He's going
this
faster.
Because
this one, it'll be too fast if the motorbike was on a motorway.
It would be too fast for the motorway, wouldn't it?
Motorbike.
Oh, right.
I'm going to go away now.
That's really very fast, isn't it?
That wheel my brake on the motorway get you faster.
Mm.
going on the carpet.
He crashed into a bean.
Can I have a go?
Pardon?
I'm not going to have a go.
Then you've learnt how to do it, that's cool. Thomas, mind that red barrier. Remember what I told you before, if you kneel on it, it'll snap. I can guess what's happened. The taxi driver's run over the motorcyclist, is that right?
Yeah, and broken the road.
Oh dear. Broken the road? How's he broken the road?
Did you look?
Oh dear, dear, dear.
Broken again. I'll give him a hit light.
Give him a hit to the left.
A hit.
A hit. Oh, a hit. But it's a hit.
Our queen and the taxi. It's in. No, it's in! He's behind me with his doors open. There's passengers on his driver with his doors open. And he's on the motorbike.
No, Thomas, don't do that. You're going to scratch it. The floor around, not the taxi. I don't think I'd like to get in a black cap. Taxi that drives fast as that, Thomas, on the motorway. On two wheels on its side. Just imagine if you were going to the airport. All your suitcases would be on top of you. You'd be sitting in the car at one side and your suitcases would have fallen on top on the other side.
That's it!
You'd be very happy, would you? With the taxi driver.
What should we do now?
What
do you want from the shop, madam?
Oh, you're playing with the shop now.
What do you want from the shop, madam?
Have you finished with the garage now? Or is the shop part of the garage?
The shop part of the garage. Oh. What do you want, madam?
What do you want, madam? What you got, sir?
Say it from me.
I've got what, darling?
What do you want, sir? Mrs.
Mrs. Madam. Well, what do you serve? Garages usually have things like newspapers and flowers and milk.
I only have milk.
Do you? And they have all sorts of things for the car, don't they? Like air fresheners and cans of oil and de-icer. And some of them have all sorts of things in the shop, like fruit and veg and canned drinks and sandwiches.
So what we've only got from petrol station.
Yes.
It was not tasty anyway.
Isn't it? I'm glad about that. Then you won't do it again.
I'll
take
this.
Don't, Tom. It's nice to have sand coming out of one of these things again. I don't know why.
What else do you want from this shop?
Have you got newspapers?
No!
Have you got some de-icer for the car windscreen, please?
No.
Have you got L plates, you know, for learner drivers? Because I think Purdy might want to take up driving.
No.
Oh, hard luck, Purdy. Can't go on the road this week.
Just put it in the complex was back of learning signs and.
All right.
Okay.
Have you got some L plates, you know, green L for learner drivers?
Yep.
Or is it red L? No, it's red. It's red ones for learners, isn't it? It's green ones when you passed your test and you just practice them.
The blue one, green.
Green? No, red, please, because she's not learned to drive yet.
There's your cat back.
All right, come on then, Purdy. You'll be able to drive soon.
Do it. You want to learn to drive.
I can drive, thank you.
Okay, old woman. There she.
You're calling Purdy now, old woman. Oh, but she's dribbled on her dress.
You're a dribble
Purdy. A dribble Purdy, she is.
And a dribble Thomas.
And a what?
And a dribble Thomas.
Dribble Thomas, that's not kind.
And it's a dribble.
Well, what did you say?
Dribble.
Oh, excuse me, please, oh, pardon me.
Do we notice the time of it?
Yes, it says close. This is the petrol station. Can I still get petrol and wash the car and do all those sorts of things?
There's a cash machine here.
Right. Is it the shop shut? There's not lots of points. I suppose I have to pay for the petrol though, don't I?
I'm going because it closes.
Isn't it? Right, well, could you fill up my... I'm going to see my green motorbike, because actually I'm in that little purple car over there today.
Look, down under there.
Yes. I hate to tell you this, but your petrol pumps have fallen over. I wondered what that was, it shocked me. Get the horn on your car, your police car. Alright, boss.
I think she said she didn't want to learn.
No.
I don't want them all. Give me the green one.
Oh no, she can't put green ones until she's passed her test.
Well, Keeper said she passed her test now.
All right then. You passed your driving test, Peter. Could I have a packet of green old plates, please, for my pussycat, because she's just passed her test.
I've only got yellow ones.
And they're about the yellow ones. I bet the green ones that have faded in the sun in your shop window.
The yellow ones will mean in a minute I'm going to have green.
Oh, I see, right. You need to change green, aren't you?
Now yellow.
Do you? We know that now, Purdy, don't we? Oh, thank you. Right, she'll be well away now. Bet she takes Ginger for a ride. Can you imagine seeing a little car on the motorway? Purdy driving and Ginger in the passenger seat. Do you think she'd wave? Do you think she'd wave at you? What do you think she would do when you went past?
Meow aboard! Meow aboard!
Meow on board! She'd shout. Meow. Do you think she'd wave a little paw like the Queen? I bet she'd have a hat on and glasses, you know, little driving goggles and gloves. I think she'd drive quickly or slowly.
Slow. Time for green. No, she's saying, I want you to come in my car. She
could go and pick him up, couldn't she? She could set off from here. And drive in today to bring a collection and they could go for a ride somewhere.
This man said, stop, don't touch the board. Purdy, I'm going to get you a new one. You're just hoping it's not green, aren't you, Mum?
Yes. Oh, it's a green one. Weenie weenie one.
Do you want that again?
Yes, please. What's your tattoo for? You're supposed to be a nice, pleasant shop assistant.
Yes.
Or would you prefer working in a garage where you serving pattern on making cars. Do people have to pay tolls to park at the top of your car park?
Yes.
Do you have to get a ticket from a machine?
Why is that always...
Your petrol pump, why is it falling over? I thought motorcyclists and the taxi fell into it, didn't they?
And so that was fast. Not another mouse.
Oh dear. It's a bit of a liability, your motorcyclist, isn't it?
If I found...
What have you found? A tyre. What's that from the post van?
Yeah.
Yes.
Where is it?
Here, it's lying on its side. I've got it with the cars.
Fit all the wheels out!
And one of them's missing now. It should have four wheels and it's only got two on it, and the one you just found, which is three.
Where's number three? Can you not see me?
I can see, yes.
Yeah! I've got two pence.
Pardon?
I've got 2 pence.
You've got 2 pence?
There's a rusty car.
Put it
in the place where it's all rusty.
In the rusty, the scrapyard, you mean?
Yeah.
Is that where all the broken cars go?
Yeah.
All the old worn out cars.
Just pretend you were just going to stay to me. Then can I have some medicine, and then you saw what I did to the sign. Just pretend it was open, then you saw what I did to the sign. Can you say, can I have some medicine, just then you saw the sign.
Right, Purdy, I'm just going to go to the shop because I want some I was about to say medicine, but he's closed the shop. Oh, what a nuisance.
And not yet.
Such a headache, I really need some medicine. Oh, he's opened it. Hello, garage man. Do you sell some things like aspirins or paracetamol?
I was just going to close it up.
Oh, but I've got the most terrible headache. I couldn't possibly get back onto the motorway with a bad headache like this. Oh, please.
I'll just put the close sign up and I'll get you some medicine.
Oh, yes, we'll put the close sign up so now the customer's coming. But please, if you could get me a packet of aspirin or some paracetamol, that would be wonderful, please.
Did you know this was a doctor's?
No, I thought it was the garage shop, actually.
The garage shop's there.
Oh, I see. So you're a doctor, are you? Are you a doctor?
Yes. Yeah. Closing up for the night. I'm just
going to
get you some
of
the keys.
The so you have to keep medicine in a locked cabinet, don't you?
Yep. And have this medicine for a day.
4 times a day?
Right. And only one drop at night.
Oh, I see. 4 times a day and 1 drop at night. Do you need to take it with a glass of water?
No.
Just swallow it as it is?
Yeah.
Do you not think I might need a cup of tea afterwards to wash it down?
You can have a cup of tea first, then a cup of tea after.
Oh, I see, right.
Or coffee.
Right. Well, if I have a cup of tea first, and then I have my aspirin, and then I have another cup of tea, do you think I could possibly borrow your toilet? The
toilet's just there.
All right, thank you.
I'm just putting the keys away.
Okay.
Everybody knows, you know it's their time now because it's on dark, isn't it?
It is, yes.
The very late time to close the sign away.
Right, okay.
If you think I'm not here, I'm just lying in the bed.
Right, okay.
It's
mine. Is it?
Do you want to use the cash machine?
Do I want to use the cash machine? No, I'm a customer. Do you mean the hole in the wall machine?
Yeah.
Well, we get money. Well, yes, I suppose now I've broken into this £10 note to buy some aspirin, I could do with a little bit more cash.
I'll just clean it up.
Okay. Is it full of money?
Shall I show you?
gosh, it is, isn't it? Right.
I'll get you some money.
I'll put my special number in and my card, and we'll see if we can get some money out of it, Purdy, shall we?
£4.
Oh, thank you very much. Actually, 3, 4, 5. It's £5. Oh, it must be bedtime because I'm tired now. It's not pussy. As Purdy's tired, I'm tired.
Just pretend I'm your son and I was gone. Like, I was saying, when you say it.
Sorry?
Don't you say to Purdy, oh, the shopkeepers can, when I say it. Say it, Mum.
Oh, Purdy, the shopman's gone. We've just come out of the toilet and the shopman's gone. Where do you think he's gone to?
Over here.
Hello, shopman. Oh, mind all this to us. Hello, shopman. What are you doing over here?
Found this.
What have you found? What is it?
Tempe.
Oh, tempe. Very good. Right, Purdy's leaving me now, look. Oh, she's... Oh, no, look what she's doing. She's dribbled on my dress, but she, more importantly, she's sitting in the middle of the roundabout on your playmat. Don't press
I need to get through. I'm dying for the toilet. I'm flying through. Help!
Don't disturb. She's a bit messy, isn't it, Betty?
This tent, you were there all night and you said, like, gosh, when you saw the sunlight.
Oh, goodness me. It's the morning. We must have slept here all night. I remember coming out of the toilet and I had a cup of tea after I'd had my aspirin and I thought, I'll just shut my eyes for a moment to get rid of this headache. And I must have fallen asleep. And it's the morning.
And you saw this was up.
Oh, the shop's open. I wonder, I know he said he sold milk. I wonder if he's got anything for breakfast. I'll go and see. Hello, Mr. Shopman, Dr. Garageman. Hello, what? Mr. Dr. Shopman, Garageman.
Hello.
Have you got anything? Oh. Pretty sneezed.
Have you got cat medicine?
Well, yes, I was right to say. Oh. I was going to ask if you'd got anything for my breakfast, but I think we possibly need some medicine for the pussycat. Have you got any cat medicine?
Yep.
Do you know how I think she's caught a cold? I think she's been driving along the motorway with a window wound down. Not you.
Right, I'll get cornflakes with milk.
Oh, yeah, please.
I've got cornflakes and milk.
Have you?
Don't know.
Her paws are sliding. Look how her paws are sliding on the floor.
Look, this fell out of the floor.
Oh, milk and cornflakes.
That fell out.
Oh, very good.
I've not forgotten your medicine. Your medicines. Here. I can smell the dirt and leaves that's been coming in from the window. There's your breakfast.
Oh,
there's your milk and there's medicine.
Oh, lovely.
Nine a day.
9 a day for Purdy? Could you let her out, please, Dad?
And 2 a day at night.
2 a day at night, okay.
I don't know what I'm boiling.
Bye-bye, Purdy.
I'm taking it on the rest.
No, leave it on. No, leave it on.
I'm boiling.
Leave it on, Tom, please.
That hot outside, isn't it?
No. You silly Billy, I'm glad this isn't on video. You stripping off. Well, you're decent. You've got your trousers and your pants and your socks on. What are you doing?
I just got this credit card.
The credit card? That sounded loud, didn't it?
When it goes beep, I just noticed it was this time.
The closing time again. Well, that's all right because my headache's gone. I've had my breakfast. Purdy's got something from a cold.
And have you noticed?
Oh, is
it's open again. Hey, do you still not sell newspapers, or have you got some newspapers now?
No.
Where's the nearest newsagent?
Next door to me.
Oh, of course, it is right. We'll go there, I think. So that's all right.
He's got a bad belly like me.
He's got a what?
Belly like me.
A belly like you? What, he's taking his shirt off as well.
It's not out, sorry.
Oh, I've just seen a man going up outside of our house. I think it must be the window cleaner. Because we heard Alice bark next door a minute ago, didn't we?
Yeah.
I'm really pleased, because you know the man that came yesterday?
I feel my chest. Here.
Yes. Oh, I can feel your heart going boom, diddy boom, diddy boom, diddy boom, diddy boom, diddy boom, diddy boom, boom, boom. Boom, diddy boom, diddy boom, diddy boom. Guess that what that means?
Yeah.
He's still alive. That's lucky, isn't it?
That's real us.
No, you know, it's not in my ear, darling. It's there.
You're not beating.
I almost have died. No, I was just about to say yes.
You're probably shooting this.
Pick that drink up. The man that came yesterday to sort out the boiler flu.
Yeah.
Had to go onto the roof, and I did notice actually this morning when I opened the bedroom curtains, I said to Daddy, oh, look at the windows, because they're all splashed. And so guess who's
come?
Guess who's come today?
Window cleaner.
He's doing the kitchen, right, so I'll go and pay him. Can I see him?
Me too.
No, not no.
Ew.